these pages so sticky. I swear, if this keeps happening, I'll ask the administration to put in the guidelines. Void cocks should not come inside scripts. I know some students are careless nymphos that enjoy getting bukkake'd, but this is just ridiculous. Hi there. I swear the page was already ripped before I touched it. Oh, wait. You're a human? You're the first human I've ever seen. Oh, by the gods, I have a trillion things that I wish to ask you. I should be more courteous. I'm Gigi, the wiki of GWA. I have a visitor's pamphlet somewhere for you. Here it is. I can give you a too-long-didn't-read version if you'd like. Okay. The question everyone asks is, what is GWA? Well, GWA stands for Gone Wild Academy. It was created by a rich yet eccentric human. His name is difficult for us to pronounce, so we refer to him as the founder. He invested all of his fortune in researching what his studies describe as monster girls, and this library houses all of his findings. And then we have the basement. It's just the best thing ever, that's what it is. It's where the founder stored all his virtual data. He named the system Soundgasm. It contains thousands of audio recordings. Every student at GWA records something, typically a reading of a script, and then it's added to the system. It's truly a magnificent feat. Sorry, it's a passionate topic for me. Where's your guide for your visitation? You're attending classes here? Wow! I didn't think a human would ever join the academy. Then I must be the first ghost girl you've met, right? Well, I'm a special type of ghost. I can phase through bookshelves, which helps when putting a cart full of books back in their place. And I can also become solid, so I can touch your arm. It's said that ghosts are keepers of knowledge, bringing information into the afterlife and sharing it for generations to come. Yeah, it's pretty neat. This may sound weird, but may I ask you a favor? Since the library is currently empty, could we maybe go to my favorite corner? It won't take long. Okay, just follow me. This is where I like to hide, since it's dark. I stopped asking the administration to fix the light, since no one comes here. I even let the dust collect to discourage students from taking over my corner. Anyway, spending all day in a grimy library isn't fun. So I was wondering if maybe, you know, could I give you a kiss? I totally get it. If you find that strange, I don't know how humans greet each other, so I just assume that... Wow. You just went for it. Could we do that again, but slower? I was caught by surprise, so I was unable to study how humans kiss. There's a surprising lack of Information on your species. The founder, being a human, might not have needed to write his own traits, so maybe I could document them myself. Sit still. This might feel off. It's okay. I promise you'll be safe. I'm only going to possess your body for a bit. See? It's okay. I should have asked you first, but it's not every day a ghost gets to possess a human. You're so warm. My arm, is your arm. My hand is your hand. Feeling things. Feeling tingly. And there's something between my, your legs. It's not nothing. I feel something growing. I need to investigate. A human cock. It looks nothing like a void cock. A void cock is what monster girls use to, make books sticky. I suppose your cock has the same feature. Incredible. Oh, I want to touch it. It's so hot. As a ghost girl, I'm used to the coldness of the afterlife. And the sensation of such warmth is comforting. I'm not doing anything. I'm just touching it a little. You're the most interesting subject I've studied. Your cock is so sensitive. It's getting harder. Are you feeling good? Your soft moans tell me you are. Then it's okay if I go a bit faster, right? Stroking our cock as one. I feel so alive. Oh, so lustful. I feel this pleasure. Oh, it's so alien to me. Something is rising, bubbling. Oh, what is this? Pressure. It's building up. You're gonna do what? Wait, your clothes will get all sticky. Oh God, we're gonna come. We're I'm coming. Ah. slowly remove myself from you. You might feel a little dizzy, so don't strain yourself. Thank you. This is valuable knowledge for a ghost girl like myself. Let me see if I can get you cleaned up. This spell must work. There. As if nothing happened. So, do you have a schedule yet? You do? Great. I can look at it while you catch your breath. The usual classes. A lot of reproduction-focused lessons, but nothing out of the ordinary. Hold on. Is this an error? Well, your last name is the same as the founder. It can't be unless, human lifespan is typically, give or take a few generations. Oh gods. I just possessed someone blood related to the founder. Oh, my head is spinning. I'm fine. I just need a moment to process all of this. See the bracelet on my wrist? It's gray, indicating I'm a staff member. Students also wear a bracelet, different colors representing different sororities. I keep something special locked in a box. I was beginning to think I'd never open it. Let's clear the dust off. This is your bracelet. Notice how it's transparent? For each sorority supporting you, their color gets added to yours. You can have a single, full color, or you can have them all mixed together like a rainbow. You will need to collect that rainbow. This is what the founder calls the trials. Collect all the colors and you'll pass. Well, your reward is inheriting the academy. Then, you can start a life here. Have your own children, and keep the founder's legacy alive. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot to take in, but this is your destiny. I can help you, though. Of course I can. I dreamt of this moment. I could, tutor you after classes, if you'd like. Then it's a date. I mean, we're not dating. It's a famous saying used by humans, and you're gonna be late for your first class. See this 1 hour block on your sheet? That's room 201, and it starts in 10 minutes. It's right down the hall, and you should probably hurry. Okay, well, bye. Welcome to Gone Wild Academy, human.